Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Blah,
you're
blah,
alive.
Blah. We are here. Hey, does my, do I sound good?
Yeah.
Because I think this new mic sounds good. I'm just not, you know.
Not used to it.
No, I mean, it sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, oh, my God, I sound way too good. But I am.
I feel better when I'm on Skype.
Yeah, you sound better on Skype.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you hooked that up today. We're here. It is Ray. It's Nikki. It's Morning Disaster. Live on morningdisaster.net. The TuneIn Radio app. We're everywhere. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah.
And we are here. So you're, what do you
is
think?
Is it Fat Tuesday?
It is Fat Tuesday. I have not, yeah, but I'm dieting. Well, I guess I'm not even dieting. I eat differently, you know?
Yeah.
So I doubt I'll have anything fat, but
I couldn't even eat my dinner last night.
Yeah, what'd you have for dinner?
A burger and potatoes.
Oh, I had a pork, like a pork steak.
I fought to get through the burger.
Well, that's good.
And I didn't eat my potatoes.
Well, why fight it, you know? Why? Yeah. That's my thing.
Well, it was a little burger. It wasn't like a big ol'.
My thing's like, why fight it? Yeah.
It wasn't like fast food.
I like homemade burgers, except I can't eat the bun.
I took the bun off and finished it.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's really not a burger. If you don't eat the bun, it's not a burger. It's a, you know.
It was just hamburger and ketchup, basically.
Yeah, that's what I eat. And it's like, well, you know, my wife goes, oh, we're going to have cheeseburgers tonight. I'm like, well, what fun is that? She goes, what? I go, I can't eat the buns.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, well, don't you like? I go, no, all it is for me is it's just a half a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Ground beef.
I really think that Topamax is kicking in.
Well, that's good, though. You want to, you know.
Because I just feel like I've eaten, like, a watermelon.
You feel like you've eaten watermelon.
Like a whole watermelon.
Oh, like a whole watermelon. Oh, well, that's a lot.
That's how full I feel after like a couple bites.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm sure there'll be some kind of allergic reaction to it that you'll experience that you won't see coming.
I was fine on it before.
Well, when I was on this phentermine, okay?
Yeah.
I was on it. And everything was cool, and then all of a sudden I started having, and it really wasn't changing my appetite that much. You know?
Yeah.
The thing that changed my appetite was discipline. Yeah, that's what finally made me, you know.
Yeah.
Start eating better. But I was on the phentermine, and I started getting really bizarre thoughts.
Yeah. Well, the last two nights I have felt scared.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Panic. It's not panic.
Yeah,
it's like a doom kind of feeling, and it's only at night.
That's what I was feeling on phentermine.
But it's not a panic attack. I've had panic attacks before.
But you're getting fear or sense of doom.
It's a sense of fear.
Yeah, I was getting that, and it's irrational.
It's very irrational,
and you know,
and it's like I can't do anything about it. I thought before it was because I was by myself,
right,
and I was having like a manic cleaning frenzy, and then I just like kind of crashed.
Well,
and then maybe went into like a depressive thing.
Well, that's not good.
And then, but last night I stayed up watching Chris play video games until like the wee hours of the morning, and I still felt it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It came on out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's Topamax or not, but I'd keep my eye on it.
I'm under a lot of stress right now, too.
Yeah, I'd keep my eye on it if I were you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. This is my last, God, I'm going to miss it. This is my last, you know, day of filling in.
Yeah.
I've filled in now for over a week.
Yeah.
And it's great. I've enjoyed myself.
Somebody else will go on vacation.
Yeah, I felt like I have a job, you know.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
You know what? Last night we were watching. My wife and I, you know, we were watching TV. We were hanging out. And I went to sleep last night around 10 o'clock. I never go to sleep at 10 o'clock. Ever. But I was just, I got tired.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm so tired. You know, I was like, oh, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. And my wife, she goes, I got to go to bed because I got to wake up for work. So she goes to sleep. All right. Or she goes, I want to take a bath to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So she goes in the tub. And when she's in the tub, I'm sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. And she walks away and goes to the tub. And I just fall over on the couch. And I'm just like. And I'm sleeping while she's in the tub. And then she gets out of the tub. And I wake up, you know, because I don't want her to know that I was sleeping on the couch. And I finally go, why in the hell am I hiding the fact that I'm sleeping?
Just get up and go to bed.
Yeah, I'm like, what the f- get up and go to sleep. What's wrong with you? And I have to, like, you know, it's like a, 50 years, I'm like a little kid, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I don't want anybody to know I'm tired. And I'm finally to the point where I'm like, I don't give a shit who knows I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm so used to staying up till 1 or 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was wanting to fight it, and I go, "What is wrong with go to sleep?"
Right.
So I go to the bedroom, and I lay down, and I'm out. I'm like, and I was out.
Yeah.
And so, I slept fairly solid until like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I was up at 6.
5 o'clock, I wake up, and I'm like, man, I feel good. So I get up and pee, right? And then I lay back down. And then I get up around 6 and I'm like, all right, there's no laying back down. I'm wide awake. Mm-hmm. So 6 o'clock, I'm up.
Yeah.
And I made my way into the living room, and I've been up ever since.
Yep. I had my bowl of cereal, and I've been watching the Bimbos on Weather Channel.
Why? Why are you watching the Weather Channel?
Because we're supposed to have severe weather later today.
Yeah, right when I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or later.
Great. Oh, I hope it's later.
They're pushing it off till later, I think.
Oh, I hope it's later. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be okay.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think we'll be that
bad. They keep enhancing it.
Well, I think we're going to be fine.
Okay. You know, I'm a certified National Weather Service weather spotter.
Oh, for God. I know you're a certified worrier is what you are.
No, I get excited.
Mm. What do you think is going to happen? Certified. All right, we're talking to certified weather spotter, Nikki.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen, Nikki?
It'll probably go south of us.
Okay, good.
Whew. Like St. Louis to Indianapolis line.
Thank God. Have you been keeping up with Sean Balint's Facebook?
No.
Well, he's very concerned.
About the weather?
No.
About what?
The person above him. Stomping on the floor or something.
Did he move?
I don't know. I guess.
I thought he was on the top floor.
That's what I thought, too. So I wonder if this is his way of bragging that he moved or what, you know?
I don't know, Swithem.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't have it both ways, Sean.
He says, I try to nap, and the upstairs neighbor does another unscheduled performance of Riverdance.
That you can't have it both ways.
By the way, Marvin made a great comment. Marvin's comment was, it's great. Like, Sean puts it up, and a bunch of people are, like, talking about their neighbor and blah, 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 you know. But then Marvin goes, let's see, he goes, my upstairs neighbor hasn't been located for a while now. My upstairs neighbor hasn't been located for a while. Oh, my God. I got a call. I don't know if you listened yesterday to the MAY show.
No.
But I got a call for somebody. People were calling the show wanting to know if I was going to bring Marvin in. And I'm like, man, I am filling in.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, And that's been the weirdest thing, Nikki. I cannot begin to tell you how strange it's been with people going, like, it started out as a joke, okay? Mm-hmm. It started out as some kind of joke with people going, congrats on your new show, which was funny, right?
Right.
And it started, I mean, so that was hysterical. I got a kick out of it, you know. And it was a nice running joke for the show. But now it's like it keeps going on. And I keep, you know, I mean, I play it off, you know.
Right.
But you can only play it off for so long. It's going to start seeming like I'm making people call in and say that, you know, right. like I'm wanting some kind of full-time job or something. Which isn't the case, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take anyone's job. But pretty soon all the people there are going to start thinking that I, you know. Yeah. Like the people working at the station, they're going to start thinking, oh, Lytle's in here trying to take a job. And I can notice that people being cold to me, you know.
Aww.
Because they're wondering what I'm up to. Because of these freaking callers. You know? So
yeah.
It's going to make other people cold to me. And then it's also going to make, you know, God forbid. I mean, I'd love to work there full time, but I just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to get fired for me. If somebody quits or something, I'd want a position. But it's just making things so uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, my God, stop saying that, you know?
Don't jinx it.
Yes. Stop saying that. I'm going to get in trouble, you know? Somebody's going to, you know. Someone's going to put it on me.
Right.
Don't bring that stuff up.
I mean, right.
You know, so yeah, I'm stuck in the middle with this congrats on your new show bullshit, you know.
Right.
Jim comes back tomorrow, though, so today's my last day for, I don't know when I work again, so.
Mm-hmm.
But today's my last day for a while. I've really had fun. I've had a lot of fun, you know.
Well, that's good.
Doing the show, so. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today, besides the weather.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
I don't know. I'm sure Trump is doing something.
I mean, the Academy Awards, are we over that yet?
I think so.
Yeah. It usually lasts a day.
Yeah.
We seem to be over that. I tried to do a thing yesterday, and I wanted to bring this up to you. Like, I'm fat, right? And I'm cool with the word fat, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I don't like the word heavy.
Okay.
Like, and here's my mother and family members, they try to make me feel better, but they don't want to say the word fat. They go, they use the word heavy.
Like, kind of whisper it.
Yeah. Like it's some kind of a politically correct way to say fat, you know. Oh, well, you're heavy. And I think heavy is more insulting than fat. You know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't like big girl.
Yeah, of course, that's more insulting. Well, Nikki's not fat. She's just a big girl. It's how right. she is. It's like, well, that's more insulting than fat. Jesus, I mean, you know, I'm overweight. Call me overweight. Call me fat. Don't call me heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just so heavy. Because the way people say it is with such disgust in their voice.
Right.
Oh, you're so heavy. Oh, my goodness. Well, he chooses to live so heavy. I mean, that's like saying he chooses to live with diarrhea. I mean, it just sounds, it sounds disgusting. He's so heavy. Sounds like a disease or something. So I was talking about that yesterday, and I'm like, you know, what are some other words? And this guy calls in who's black. And I start thinking, oh my God, yeah. And he goes, and he says, I hate the words African American.
Uh-huh.
He goes, I know people are trying to be politically correct. He goes, but I hate it because I'm always like, man, I'm not from Africa.
Right.
It was really funny. He goes, I'm fine. Just say I'm black.
Right.
What are you going to say African American?
Right.
And so I started thinking, like, throughout time, the history. Think of the horrible names people have called black people because they thought they were being politically correct. Mm-hmm. Like, remember that whole, like, in the early 1900s through, like, through the 60s? They called them coloreds.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, well, it's better to call them coloreds than it is to call them. No, it's not. No.
What color are they? Purple?
Yeah, coloreds is more offensive than blacks.
Right.
I mean, good Lord. And what do you call white people? You call them whites, right? So then you would call blacks, you know?
Yeah.
Just like when you call, like, Mexican people.
Yeah.
They say we're brown. I'm fine with being brown. You know, I'm brown. I'm caramel.
I am pasty white.
Yeah. I mean, that. I'm fine with that. I don't like coloreds. I don't like, for me, I don't like Hispanic.
Yeah.
Latino. I mean, you know.
No, I don't like fat bottom girl.
You don't like fat bottom. What do you like?
I don't know.
Healthy.
Not healthy.
You got a healthy bottom. I hate the word heavy, you know.
Right.
And I just need new words that aren't offensive, you know.
Junk in the trunk.
He's so heavy. Yeah. I remember when we were young, I remember that having a big ass wasn't such a good thing.
Yeah, now it is.
Now it's like, oh my God, these guys go nuts for the asses. They're like,
mm-hmm. And if you've got a small ass.
Give me that big ass. Yeah. Because there's a lot of girls that don't have a big ass.
And they usually have big boobs.
Oh my God, I saw a girl the other day.
And if they don't have big boobs, they've got a big ass.
Yeah. Yeah, or big thighs, or
yeah, it's hard to get both.
I saw a girl the other day when I was Uber driving, and she was fat, okay,
mm-hmm.
Really fat up top, really heavy up top, real big. I'm trying to use the politically correct words,
right?
Oh, let me be politically correct. She was fucking heavy.
Yeah.
And she had that, but her butt was nothing. I mean, she had no butt, right? And
she looked like she's gonna fall over.
It was the craziest thing, right? Because she was wearing these skinny jeans with a belt,
mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, cinched up around her waist, but it was halfway down her ass, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, the top of the jeans were, like, in her pubis region. And, you know, like, her ass crack was visible.
Uh-huh. Lowriders.
Oh, she looked ridiculous. I mean, she looked completely ridiculous. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it.
Right.
It was... how do I describe this? It was the crazy, you know... It was just the craziest thing. I can't even describe it. It was almost offensive that she was wearing this. And she just looked so ridiculous. But she was walking around like, you could tell that she thought, you know.
She was all that.
Oh, she thought she was looking good. But she had no ass. I mean, none.
She needs some padded underwear.
It was unbelievable. Everything else was fat, though.
Right.
It was crazy. Like her top was like a, you know, was I don't know what a big girl size was, but
yeah. Yeah.
Her top was like a extra large.
Uh-huh.
But her jeans were like a 20 waist jeans. I mean, it was the craziest look. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it.
She had an introverted or a not introverted ass.
It was her legs and her legs, too. Her legs and ass were really small.
Yeah.
But her top was gigantic.
I know. I've seen.
Right? I was looking at her and I'm going, how the fuck does she not fall over? I mean, look at this. It's crazy.
I know a few people.
Yeah. I'm like, how is this even possible? Look at those legs. You'd think just to hold up all that fat around the top that she'd been given some.
They can't be healthy.
No, there's something wrong.
Yes.
It's nuts.
I see people like that, and I worry about all this fat around their heart.
I wonder what's going on there. And I don't necessarily think that fat people are unattractive, you know. Right. I'll tell you what.
They're proportioned.
I have seen some women who would be heavy. You
right.
know, they would be considered, you know.
Ashley
well, they're,
Graham.
They're bigger.
She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. I've seen these girls that are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But they're big. I mean, they're really mm-hmm. big. And then they just, you know, they're so proportioned and
mm-hmm.
God, they look so good. You know, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But this girl was not that. She was not attractive.
No.
And her legs were just she was out of sync.
Yeah.
I'm fine with someone who, you know. And there's some.
It's like she has no butt. Her legs start at her back.
Yeah. And there are people out there who just, you know, there are girls out there who are big. I mean, I've been, you know, like 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But they look amazing.
Right.
Like they got the big titties. They got a nice ass. Their legs are beautiful. They're, you know.
Right.
They just look beautiful. And they've got all this weight, but they're holding it so well. And.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so jealous of those people.
Yeah.
Because I got all this weight and I just look, oh my God, I just look ridiculous.
Yeah.
I walked so much yesterday that my knees hurt.
Aw.
Yeah, that's how much I walk though.
But that's good.
That's the most I've walked in years.
Yeah.
But it felt really good to do so.
Good.
So I'm feeling good. I think I'm doing well. I've got some listener email.
Yeah, I'm reading some of
it. Corey says, Ray, will you ask Nikki if she likes fat bottom girls? Because that makes the rockin' world go round.
And then I answered that.
Ray, Nikki doesn't like big girl. I get that. Well, you ask her what she thinks about fat bottom girls that make the rockin' world go round. She goes, well, shit, she answered that. Yeah, you answered that question. You said on the
no,
air.
No, I don't like that.
I love a big ass. More cushion for the pushing. You know the saying, the bigger the berry, the sweeter the juice. Hey, man, I know a lot of guys that, I know a lot of guys, right? I like guys who like a big girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like guys who... You'll see a girl that's like 115 pounds
mm-hmm.
and just have this amazing body. And these guys are like, yeah, she's too. Yeah. Nah, she's too fake. She's too thin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are guys that only like, you know, girls with meat on their bones.
Right.
It's a common thing. I'll tell you, my older brother's like that.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's like, oh, I got to lose weight. And he's like, no. You know,
right?
He's like, no. I like them big old titties. That you know, he likes. Yeah, he likes that.
Right.
And so he wants. He likes a bigger women.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that that's out there. So.
Oh yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. I don't know that nobody likes this. Nobody likes a woman who's big on the top and has
nothing on the bottom.
Skinny little legs and yeah. Cuz that just looks It just looks abnormal. Anyway. There you go. A fine topic to start the show today.
Sounds like a Thursday show.
Yes. Big ass top, small little bottom. Let's see. Corey says, Ray, if you're looking for a topic this afternoon, you could use this as filler. It's H1769. It's the parent bullying bill. What? All right. Here's the parent bullying bill, Nikki.
Okay.
It amends the criminal code of 2012, creates the offense of parental bullying, provides that a parent or legal guardian of a minor commits parental bullying when he or she knowingly and with the intent to discipline, embarrass, or alter the behavior of the minor transmits any verbal or visual message that the parent or legal guardian reasonably believes would coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to the minor. Provides,
so being a parent.
Provides that parental bullying is a petty offense. Provides that if a person is convicted of parental bullying, the court shall order that the person to pay for the cost of prosecution, and that a portion of any fine imposed as determined by the court be placed in escrow for the purchase of a certificate of deposit for use by the victim when he or she attains 18 years of age.
For counseling.
Now, this sounds to me, okay, this sounds to me like overdoing it.
Yeah.
This is obviously for extreme cases of really bad parents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are, don't get me wrong, there are some bad, bad parents out there,
mm-hmm,
who treat their, who treat their kids horribly. But this law is going to affect everybody, and you're going to have a bunch of wise-ass kids,
mm-hmm,
try to use it to get out of regular stuff put down by the parents, you know?
I used to tell my parents, because the commercial on TV, I was going to call the child abuse hotline, and my mom would pick up the phone for me.
Yeah, here, call them.
That's what she would say.
You call that fucking hotline right now. Call them. But I do think that that's the situation with most. Like,
yeah,
no kid's actually going to rat out their parent, but... Mm-hmm. There will be, you know, yeah, this doesn't sound good. Well, did you hear what they're doing in North Carolina?
Mm-mm.
I talked about this yesterday. North Carolina, the House of Representatives, have a bill going through the House that says any child playing any kind of high school sports, or any kind of, it's even junior high, any child playing sports, if they get a concussion and they are out of the game because of a doctor's order.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you've got a trainer,
mm-hmm,
or a doctor working with the team, and they deem that the person has had a head injury, so they've been pulled from the game. Because that's how they do it. You know what I mean? They're like,
right,
especially if you're playing like high school football.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to get hurt again, so you're pulled from the game, and the doctor's not going to let you go back in. You know, or the trainer, whoever. It's a qualified personnel that will decide that you can't go in. Well, in North Carolina, they're, you know, and I guess it's out of committee, so they haven't voted on it yet, but they're trying to. These representatives in North Carolina have decided that if the parent wants the child to go back in the game, they have the right to weigh, or they have the right to say, no, my child's fine. He can play again.
What?
Or she can play again. Yeah.
Against doctor's orders?
Yes. Yes. They have the right to just deny the doctor's order.
I think they're taking their sports a little bit too seriously.
It's insane.
Ugh.
It's freaking insane.
That's nuts.
That's a bill they're trying to pass. So you get a kid playing high school football and he gets rocked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean rocked, and he's obviously got a concussion. So he comes to the sideline, okay? This law that they're trying to pass will say that if the parent wants them to be back in, it doesn't matter what the kid wants, mm-hmm. you know, that the parent can go to the coach and put him back in, he's fine.
Ugh.
Or put her back in, she's fine. That they'll have the right to do that.
That's horrible.
That's the craziest damn thing. That's the craziest thing I've heard.
Why is that even a law? Who is even coming up with this stuff?
I don't. The Republican representatives. Yeah. and they are. They're Republicans, and I don't. But I don't get me wrong. I think there's Democrats that are agreeing with them. I'm not sure, but it's crazy. And I don't think this is a Democrat-Republican thing. I just think this is a stupid thing.
Very stupid.
There's North Carolina congressmen or state representatives.
Wow.
That are trying to pass this law.
That has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
There's nothing more dangerous.
Yes.
Than a child who has had a concussion re-entering a game. Nothing.
They're already proving that with professional football players. There's
nothing. My daughter once hit her head in a game that I was coaching. And the umpire said, you've got to start the game with 9 players. We only had 9 players. And they said, you have to start the game with 9 players. And so I said, okay. And I said, I know the rules. So what we did is we started and I had my daughter stand on the in-play side of left field,
mm-hmm.
okay? And after one pitch, I took her out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had her go up and bat, and I just had her stand there. Don't swing, just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And take your 3 pitches, first at bat, then your next at bat, we're just going to take the out, you know? Mm-hmm. And she went up and tried to swing, of course. But, yeah I mean, that's what I did. And it was, because the umpire, they had a rule in this Charleston tournament that we were in.
Mm-hmm.
They had a rule that you had to play or you had to start the game with 9 players.
Huh.
Which was just ridiculous. I mean, right. It was the dumbest thing ever. Because my daughter could have, you know, she hit her head bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took her out and I just sat her next to me on the bench and had her lay her head on my shoulder and
mm-hmm.
eventually took her to the hospital. And I bet you then I took her to the hospital and blah, blah, blah. But it was the craziest thing. And I'm like, why in the world do I even have to put her in the game?
Mm-hmm.
But, that's the rule. So I followed the rules and I had her stand out and then I pulled her. And then I had her go stand in the batter's box with helmet on and everything. And that was it.
Yeah.
I thought that was the dumbest rule I'd ever heard until this. Now it's like, this is by far the dumbest rule I've ever heard of anyone trying to institute.
Right.
Because you're just risking your children.
Right.
You're risking your kid. You can't have them, when a child gets a concussion, they're you know, they're liable to get another one. If they play, and then you got these parents, the parents can deny what, I mean, these people, I mean, good Lord, they deny climate change. You think they're not going to deny their kid being, you know, susceptible to injury?
Right.
They're crazy. They think that high school sports is the end all, you know. It's really scary. So anyway, that's mm-hmm. that's a bill they're actually thinking of passing.
That's just crazy.
Right? It's mm-hmm. insane. And now we got the bullying bill in Illinois. A parental bullying.
If I had kids, I'd bully the hell out of them. It's the only way to parent.
I have a kid. I've never bullied my kid. I really am a pushover. But my kids, I mean, my kid knows the score. I mean, she knows what's going on. Like, she knows when times are tough, she's not going to ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the score.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what's going on. And she knows what she can and can't say. Freaking people, the bullying. Unbelievable. I've got another. Here's another. People big on top and with no bottoms are called apple bodies.
It's the way are they?
It's the way they carry their weight. It's the most dangerous body type to be overweight health wise.
I bet.
Yeah, an apple bottom. Oh, wonderful.
Apple bottom jeans.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's. I don't know.
Everybody in the club was
looking at her. Unbelievable.
Is that what that song's about?
I don't know. I have no idea what it's about. Good Lord.
Since you said apple.
I thought it was like, your apple bottom. I don't know what the, I thought it was like, your ass is hanging out the top of your jeans and you can sort of see the top of it and it looks like an apple. You know, it shows what I know.
I don't know either. I just like singing that part.
Yeah. Apple bottom jeans and whatever.
Boots with the fur.
Boots with the fur. Everybody was looking at her. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that's about. All I know is shorty got low, 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 low. Unbelievable.
It comes on, I jam to it.
You're reliving, what, 2008? When did that come out?
I don't know.
Good Lord. At the bottom, Gene.
Seems like forever.
Yeah. That one song. Did that guy have any other hits?
I don't know. I don't even know who did it.
Who was that? That was, what the hell was that sumbitch's name? Crap.
I could look it up.
Yeah, me too.
Just sitting here.
I'm too lazy. Much too lazy to look it up. I don't know who it is. I know it's not Coolio. I'll tell you who it's not. It's not Coolio or Pitbull. I think everybody else is on the table. I think it's a one name. Flo Rida. It's Flo Rida. It's Flo Rida. That's who it is.
Soulja Boy.
What? No, it's Flo Rida.
Flo Rida T-Pain.
Yeah. Well, with T-Pain.
Yeah.
It's Flo Rida.
T-Pain.
Everybody wasn't looking at her. Flo Rida had one other hit, I believe. Well, there you go. We learned a little bit today. Shorty got low, 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 low.
So confused because there's T-Pain Apple Bottom Jeans lyrics, then there's Flo Rida lyrics.
No, I know it's Flo Rida.
Okay.
I know for a fact it is a Flo Rida. Yeah. Flo Rida.
It's called Low.
Shorty got low, 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 low. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Shorty got low, 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 low.
God, we're old.
I guess Flo Rida had
Shawty had them apple bottom jeans.
Shawty had them apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
The whole club.
The whole club wasn't looking at her.
She hit the floor.
She hit the floor.
Next thing you know.
Next thing you know.
Shawty
got low, 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 low. Yeah, I know it sort of.
We're with it.
Yeah, we're hip. Nikki and I are jamming. What the hell, Flo Rida? Today on the Morning Disaster, Ray and Nikki sang Flo Rida. Here's another Flo Rida. Oh, I don't know what this is. Yeah, here's another Flo Rida song.
I think I know this one.
Maybe. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, oh, I know this one. Yeah. Girl, I'm gonna whistle, whistle, baby. We start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby.
Here we
well, he's got another. He got some hits.
Yeah.
I guess I thought he was like a one-hit wonder. That's not that bad. No whistle, baby. Now I want to find that song.
Low,
yeah. Hold on, I gotta find that son of a bitch.
It's featuring T-Pain.
Yeah, features T-Pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. Feet T-Pain.
Feet T-Pain.
That's how it would be listed. Florida. I don't know if I got this one or not, but goddamn, I gotta find that. Shorty got low. Shoddy. It's not shorty, it's shoddy.
It's shoddy.
Shoddy got low. Shoddy. Low, 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 low. Which I know means shorty. It's a girl that's, you know.
Yeah.
It's short.
Yes.
She's a...
And then after she got low, them baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the straps,
Baggy sweatpants and Reeboks with the straps.
She turned around and gave that big booty a smack. She hit the floor.
Because of World War II, she don't like the Japs.
Next thing you know, low, 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 low.
Shawty got low, 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 low. Let me see what I did. Find this music.
And then there's something about birthday cakes, and she stole the show.
Birthday? She stole a birthday cake? What?
Something about birthday cakes.
She sounds no good, this Shawty.
No good.
This Shawty's up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
Watch her. Shawty. Good old Shawty. Let's see. Where would it be? Where would I put that stupid thing?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I know I had a file. I know I've got a file it could be in. There was a... my daughter, when she first got her iPod... You know... We put a bunch of songs on it. And her, and I mean, I think this was on one of her iPods, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So now I've just got to find the actual, you know.
Take it off of.
I guess, I know where I got. I just get it from YouTube. Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking around like an idiot and I can't, I'm going nuts. Jesus.
Hello, music library of the universe.
I know. It's like, I don't need to look for the song. Shawty got low, 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 low. Let's see. Oh, here's another one.
Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa.
Yeah, that one.
What's up, Quan?
You remember that one, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got, if we got low or not. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Let me talk to you.
There you go.
Let it rain. Let me talk to you. Come on. Bottom jeans and boots with the fur. The whole club is looking at her. She hit the floor. Low, 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 low.
Reeboks with the straps. Yeah. Shawty got low, 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 low.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Now we got it out of our system. Good old Shawty.
Shawty.
Got low.
Reminds me of days of my clubbing.
Did you go clubbing to that song, did you?
I don't think that one.
It really came out seven. That's,
I think that 911 song I did.
That song came out 7 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord.
Could you imagine there's one day, there will be a day in the future when people will look back.
Say, you are all stupid.
And say, what the fuck were you doing? What is this song? Shawty got low. What the hell were you dancing to?
I was dancing to My Pony and Tootsie Roll. And
so you would go to the clubs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you would have been in your 30s.
I was in my 20s.
Well, like not when Shoddy came out. I mean, not when Low came out.
I'm talking about Pony and...
Oh, yeah.
Tootsie Roll.
You go to the club. You went to the clubs like every week.
Mm-hmm.
Where at? In Jacksonville or somewhere?
No, in Springfield.
Oh, boy. Bet those black guys like you.
Odyssey and whatever it was before that.
I bet those black guys like you.
I went with friends.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any one-night stands?
Oh, yeah. Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, I see it now. I see a lot of girls doing that.
It was way before the downtown thing happened.
Well, like...
they didn't have downtown bars then.
I'll pick, you know, when I Uber drive.
Mm-hmm.
I take these girls to that club Lucid, which is a dance club.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I took these Indian girls this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
From Chatham Hills. And, I mean, they don't even speak. They're like, you know, I mean, they're speaking mm-hmm. a foreign language in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Of which I always think they're fucking talking about me. You know,
right.
Always. Say how fat I am or something.
Aww.
Little Indian bitches. Speak English, so I know what you're talking about. So I always take them. They're going to Club Lucid. I'm like, oh, yeah, you girls are just going to get. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, you girls are going to get tore up.
We would start out at one of the other bars. We'd like bar hop, and then we always end up at Chantilly Lace or the Lake Club.
Oh, my God. Chantilly Lace.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lake Club. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. The Lake Club was notorious for underage drinking.
Yeah. We'd hit those on the way back to Pawnee.
Oh, yeah. Pick up some wild dick there.
That was always the last chance.
Chantilly Lace was a place where...
it was a meat market.
It was like a Parents Without Partners meeting, though. It was insane in that place.
Not later in the night.
Well, no, there was. You just didn't know they were
after 1 o'clock in the morning.
You just didn't know they were a Parents Without a Partner.
Oh,
you, after that was a surprise.
In the morning, the older people were out and the young people were in.
I know that I would go to Chantilly. So you know, we'd have to do a remote. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I go to Chantilly, and sometimes the Pickles would play or something,
mm-hmm.
and we'd get done at 1 o'clock. We just want to go have a drink. So we're like, oh, let's go to Chantilly. And I would, or Jimmy, it would always be Jimmy going, hey, let's go to Chantilly. It's like, all right, we pop in there. Oh, my God, he loved it. Oh, he loved it. He would go in there and just, you know, hey, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. And he would dive head first. Into some pussy. I'm telling you, this guy was crazy.
Uh-huh.
Was crazy.
Yeah, they changed the music after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, and it went to real heavy, you know, dance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Out there dancing. Jimmy would always pick up some woman, and then it'd be Monday. I'd go, what happened with you? She was okay. She had a kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, who didn't? You know, I mean, I think everybody there had one.
Right.
She had a kid. I don't want any kids, is what he'd say.
Yeah.
He'd go over there and look for somebody to bang. That son bitch got laid every time, too, I think.
It was a meat market.
Yeah.
Big time.
A lot of that going on. Not for me, though. I would just go watch. You know what I mean? I would
right.
just, I wouldn't be any, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I was a good boy. There are times, though, that when my, like my wife and I would go out in like the, uh-huh. in the 90s.
Yeah.
Hit a dance club. Take her home. Bang the hell out of her. But I'll tell you, sometimes I'd be thinking about some of those girls I'd see in the club. There were some.
Uh-oh.
There were some girls. I'm not going to lie. There's some hot looking girls in that club.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. But I was a good boy.
That was fun when I was young.
Yep. Yeah, those are wild times, though.
Yeah. Did a lot of stupid stuff.
I mean, I guess when you're young, that's when we're supposed to do stupid stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is weird because, like, when you get in your 40s, you look at all young people as, oh, there's why are they so dumb? Why are they doing something so stupid? Why are they? But if you think back, you know.
That's what you're supposed that's to do. What, it.
And if you think back, that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We were young and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But we passed judgment on, you know, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm notorious for that.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, yes, I was always. You are. I was like in my. When I had my chance to go through that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I had my chance to go through that, I was very judgmental. That I was older. I was old above my years.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first started in radio, I was like 19, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the program directors were like, well, you've got to act older because you've got to try to appeal to an older audience. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, now you got to try to appeal to like a 30-year-old. All right. Mm-hmm. Then when I got to be in my 40, you know, people are like, well, you're going to have to try to appeal to a younger person. We're going to try to appeal to 18-year-olds. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is it? Is it 30-year-olds? Is it 18? What is it? When I was 19, you were telling me I had to appeal to 30-year-olds.
Right.
Now you're telling me I got to appeal to 18-year-olds?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Corey says, Ray, do you think the Indian girls hooked up with the good pussy man, guys? You're gonna get some, Emma, we're going to get some good pussy. Yeah, I wonder if they hooked up. Hey, baby, you kid, got some good pussy. No, I think those Indian girls are looking for black guys. I really do.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Because that's not racist at all.
No, I think they were. I think that's what they were looking for. They wanted those big black, you know. I'm sorry, those big colors. I'm trying to be politically correct. Is it better to say colored? I don't know.
No.
Oh. If I'm going to say colored,
green?
They want those big colored cocks, or is it better to say big black cocks? I'm not sure which one's better. Yeah. No, I'm saying that because, you know, I pick them up, you know. Or I drive by. I'm constantly driving by these places, you know, dropping off, and I see what's going on. I see what's going on. Yeah, some of those bars, though, after one, like, and I think it's Lucid.
I don't even know the name.
Lucid
of the
bar. Or Wet Bar, whatever. That's where they had all those fights.
I know they have fights. They got cameras down.
Yeah, outside the bar. You got to see the cops. Downtown after 1 o'clock, okay? Mm. Before 1 o'clock, it's pretty cool. There's like, you know, a couple of cop cars, and the cops are cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're just hanging out. Well, then after 1 o'clock, a bunch of bars close down. Floyd's closes down, and the craft bar, you know, all these different bars close at one. And then everybody leaves those bars, and they either go home or they walk down to either the Alamo, which is way up Fifth Street, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or they walk over to Apothecary, or they go to like Lucid, you know, the dance club.
Okay.
And the really young kids, you know. They're going to Lucid. That's where they do the dancing, and then
happened to Marley's?
Marley's now Apothecary.
Okay.
But the adults, like people in their 30 plus,
mm-hmm.
they'll go to the Curve Inn.
Okay.
So you pick them up. Like everybody goes to Floyd's.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 1 o'clock in the morning, your Uber app's going off and everybody wants a ride somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, either take me home or they say, could you take me to the Curve Inn? Or mm-hmm. they'll walk to the other places because they're literally right down the street.
Right.
But then after everybody gets settled where they're going to go, then the cops start showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say, there's no cops hanging outside the Alamo.
Okay.
There might be one driving around. There's no cops hanging outside Apothecary.
Mm.
No, all the cops hang out at that Lucid or Wet Bar, whatever the hell it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the cops hang out. And
where all the young kids are up.
And every weekend, I mean every weekend. I mean, there's these guys with instruments that are playing and getting tips. You know, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just a cool thing to see. There's a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
But then these guys will start coming up from downstairs the club, and they start going outside, you know, to have a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I think the smoking ban was, you know, is the reason that they get in these fights, because they're all outside.
Well, it's better than being inside.
Yeah, I know. But they have to go outside to have a smoke. And then they start, they're dancing out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking. And you realize this guy likes the girl you like or blah, whatever happens. Next thing you know, they're fighting.
Great.
Like right in front of the cops. And then you get these girls that are also fighting.
Uh-huh.
It's the most insane thing.
Great.
Every weekend. So I know there's...
But they don't learn.
I know there's concern about what's going on downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to hang them out to dry, but I'm saying it's Lucid. if you want to know, it's the club Lucid. That's where they're fighting. They're not fighting at the Alamo.
Right.
Or Apothecary. They're fighting at the dance club.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids, you know, they're... I don't know what they're doing.
Getting drunk and...
Yeah. But that's where the fights are. And I'm down there. Whenever I drive Uber, which has been pretty much every... You know, now that I'm not working, I need money. So I'm down there like every weekend. I see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why usually after 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I head to the Curve Inn.
Yeah.
I head down there. I'm like, if I want to get a ride, it's going to be at the Curve Inn.
Right.
Or it's going to be a private party bringing somebody home, you know, but I'm not going to, I don't want to be downtown. Sometimes I'm forced, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you get a ride, you're sort of stuck
mm-hmm.
wherever you drop them off. And, but usually, if I can help it, I'm over at the Curve Inn.
Yeah.
Because those are adults, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's this.
They can handle it a little bit better.
There's this one guy, all right,
mm-hmm.
who is over at Curve Inn, and he's there every weekend, and I've ended up with him, oh my God, so many times. Nikki, he is so fucked up, this guy. Every every week, he is mm-hmm. just... He's looped. I mean, he is so messed up.
Right.
And it is unbelievable. He gets in the car, and he's so drunk, he always looks like he's going to puke. I'm like, mm-hmm. hey, what's his name's Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a good job, and he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets so wasted. He gets the girl, Ray, take me home. I listened to you on WMAY this week. Like, what?
Aww.
I listened to you. And he starts talking. Makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
And then I pull up to his house, right?
Uh-huh.
He falls out of the car and then gets up and stumbles into his house. This happens every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has to be in his... 30s or 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets so, I mean, so hammered.
At or, least he calls Uber.
Or he, yeah, he doesn't drive. I think his car's over at his house.
Uh-huh.
Unless it got impounded for DUI. I don't know what's going on. Uh-huh. But he so or else he has me pick him up at Curve Inn.
Yeah.
And he gets the guy goes, take me to the VU. And he has me drive him to the VU.
Yeah.
And he can't even speak. He's so messed up he can't even speak, but he goes to the VU.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, dude, are you sure you want to go here? Are you sure you don't want to just
go home?
Go home? Oh, I'll go to the VU. Like, okay. And he stumbles out of the car. It goes into the VU, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, every weekend. Every weekend.
Works hard, plays hard.
And he talks about how he works hard. He doesn't drink during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But he just goes, he gets so hammered.
Oh, wow.
All right, listen, the last thing I want to play is I want to do this thing to get out of here today.
Okay.
There is, you know who Steve Perry is, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's a isolated track of Steve Perry doing Any Way You Want It.
Okay.
And it says, you know, with the exception of Freddie Mercury, or maybe Freddie Mercury, he's the only one that is up on par with Steve Perry. Because Steve Perry's voice was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they took him singing on Any Way You Want It, and they captured just his voice, okay? So I'm going to play a little bit of that for you now.
Okay.
We'll get this playing.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a lot of things.
It's so high.
All night, oh, every night. So hold tight, ooh, baby, hold tight. Oh, she said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. I was alone, I never knew what good love could do. Ooh, then we're touched. Then we sang about the loving things. All night, oh, every night. So hold tight, ooh, baby, hold tight. Oh, she said, any way you want it, that's
amazing.
Any way you want it. Oh, I said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
And here comes the part that everybody sort of remembers.
She said, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Damn, that was impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I found that.
Uh-huh.
I found that on a webpage called Society of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Steve Perry's isolated voice for Any Way You Want It. And I thought, you know what? That's
pretty neat.
Yeah, that's something we should play today. So there you go.
Cool.
Thought I'd end with that today. Little Steve Perry flying or isolated track, which I thought was very, very cool. Couple more questions. Ray, do you think the Indian Girls got that? Nikki, did you ever go to the Dirty Bird?
A few times, yeah. To feel pretty.
You know that. You know, that's where Jimmy got punched by the guy. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's where Jimmy went. And the guy in the wheelchair knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy goes there and he starts hitting on this woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he fucks her or something. I can't remember what went down. The next week, he goes to the Dirty Bird, and this guy in this wheelchair rolls up. and he's motioning Jim to come down, and Jim thinks the guy's trying to say something, so he moves close so he can hear, and he sticks his head out, and the guy goes to talk to him, and he sticks his head out, and the guy says something, and he goes, "What?" And when he sticks his head, the guy rears back his fist and just clocks him and knocked him out.
Oh, Jimmy.
See, here's another message. There will be a day in the future when people look back at this music and say, "What the fuck is this?" And that day is this day. That day is this day. we should probably wrap it up. It's after 10 o'clock. This will wrap up today's show. You sound great on the Skype today.
Yeah, thanks.
And it was a good one. We're back tomorrow at 9 a.m. with another show. Remember, this afternoon I'm live on WMAY. That's 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Or you can listen to them live on TuneIn Radio. Just search WMAY and you'll be able to hear it, all right? Or online, WMAY.com. That's it for today's show. We're back tomorrow. Till then, you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Remember, apple bottom jeans and boots with boots the fur. Everybody in the club was looking at her. Shouty got low, 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 low. So long, everybody.